also welcome to the brother, Aaron Smothers-Lita. Avi Dandon. Stop. I had a Talmud in Ansys Akola a little while back. He starts to fall asleep in Shir, Rahman al-Islam. It says, I wasn't sleeping. Just a long blink.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. That being said, I want to get a little started over here. We're learning a little bit of chavrusa. Let's go, Avi.
I'm in.
90 degrees. 90 degrees.
I know what we're talking about. I know what we're arguing.
Okay, very good. Okay. Okay, so the Mishnah Daf Chof Aleph Beis tells us that HaKelev Shenot HaCharora V'Holach L'Gadish Ochal HaCharora V'Hidlik HaGadish Al HaCharora Mishal Nezik Shom Al HaGadish Mishalayim Chatzi Nezik. So you have this somewhat cryptic discussion about this dog. Takes a wafer. The wafer's got a fire attached to it. Goes to a Gadish. Eats the Charora. Madlik the Gadish. And the din is Nezik Shalim on the Charora and Chatzi Nezek on the Gadish. And in this context, the Gemara tells us, I finally see what's so funny over here. And it is indeed hysterical. Okay. You have this somewhat cryptic braisa. The Gemara in this context introduces us to a very, very well-known machlekes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says Eisho Mishum Chitzo. Reish Lakish says Eisho Mishum Memono. Reish Lakish, my time alo Omer Rav Yochanan. Why does Reish Lakish say Memono? Omer Lacha, Chetzio Mikocho Ka'azle Ha, Lo Mikocho Ka'azle. So Rav Reish Lakish does not learn like Rav Yochanan because Eish does not have, in other words, it's a negative definition. Eish does not have the quality that Rav Yochanan ascribes to it. Rav Yochanan says Eisho is basically Mishum Adam HaMazik. It's Chetz. But what defines Adam HaMazik? How is Adam HaMazik considered to be a Mazik? There's two qualities to Adam HaMazik. Either Adam HaMazik is Mazik B'Toras Gufo or B'Toras Kocho, which means that embedded in Adam HaMazik is what? What defines the characteristic of Adam HaMazik in English? In English. What defines the character? Kocho or Gufo? What is defining Adam HaMazik? When I go ahead, give me an example of Adam HaMazik of Gufo. Give me an example. Slap someone in the face. Okay, I want to live in the world of Nizke Mama. Give me an example of. Why sleeping? Stop with sleeping. Why? Just keep it simple. I take a fist and I punch a window with the fist. That is called Adam HaMazik. That's Gufa. Give me an example of Kocho. I shoot an arrow. Let's go more simple. I take a baseball and I throw it at the window and I break the window. So one is Gufa with my fist. One is Kocho with the baseball. What is the common denominator of Adam HaMazik, Gufo and Kocho? What's the common denominator? What? The word that I'm looking for is force. It has human force. When I go ahead and thrust my fist at the window, it's my force that's breaking with that baseball, which is thrown at a velocity of 90 miles an hour. So behind that baseball is human force. And that defines Adam HaMazik. Masha'en Kane says, Reish Lakish, Eish is different. Because after all, when an ace travels, so I might have lit it, but is my force behind that? No, my force is not behind that. So says Reish Lakish, it cannot be Adam HaMazik. And that's the lashon of the Gemara. Amar lo chachitzo is mikocho ka'azli. What does the word kocho mean in English? It's got human force. It's got force. Ace does not have force. And therefore, it is not a characteristic. Ace is not Adam HaMazik. That's why Reish Lakish does not learn like who? Like Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yochanan, my time, Amar Reish Lakish, Amar lecha mamona isbe mamasha, ha lesbe mamasha. What is the characteristic that Rav Yochanan sees as flawed in Reish Lakish's position? Is that mamon hamazik, what's our paradigmatic case of mamon hamazik? Sure. Shane, Karen, Regel. Sure. And there is something for me to cage. There is something for me to be shomer. There is a mamoshes. There's a thing. Eish is intangible. And therefore, perhaps an intangible item is not subject to that sense of shmira, and therefore it is not going to be mamon amazin. Now notice, what did Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan both do in explaining their positions? What is the common denominator of what they did in explaining their respective positions? What? They show. They're not showing an affirmative reason why I hold this is chetz, why I hold this is mama. I'm just explaining why I don't think it's mama, why I don't think it's chetz. And in that sense, eish becomes a bit of a problematic mazik. And if I'm just looking at this again, this is like bringing us back to the ABCs. When I think of our mazik, so we spent the whole year learning Bava Kama. In the world of our mazik, we have one paradigm of mazik, which I'm going to call adam mazik. And that, as we said, human force, etc. That is one paradigm of mazik. And then there's another paradigm of mazik. What's the other paradigm of mazik? Mamana mazik. Mamana mazik is another paradigm of mazik, my property. And that is upon me to watch my property, my animals, etc. Then we saw like an intermediate kind of a different, unusual type of mazik, which is boar. And boar is a little unusual because is boar, where does boar fit? Boar is like as a mazik of takala. I created some kind of public hazard. It's and the Torah is mechadesh that bala bo yishal, and we treat boar as it's not yours, but we're going to go ahead and classify. We're going to make it yours, and now we have this mazik called eish. And eish, I would also posit, is somewhere in the middle over here. And eish is very hard to define. Does eish belong to the category of adam mazik? On the one hand, adam perhaps created the eish, but it's not his force. On the other hand, mamon amazik, it's hard to say that eish is mamon. Mamon requires something that has something to it. It has value. It's something I own. It's something that I can have in my possession. Eish is not that. So eish lies in the middle. And perhaps that's exactly what's bothering the Shita Mikubetz in the beginning of the sugya. The Shita Mikubetz asks a basic question, and his point is, in my mind, very well taken. Dibra Masel Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishum Chetzin. So says the Shita, why do I have a machlokas amoroim? Where exactly does eish fit in? Yesh litzmoaksas. Lamo hutzuch lo matam be'esho yot mishan ezikin. Why do I need to classify eish? After all, vela hu kosav ha-pasuk kamo shan ezikin. It's got a pasuk. And what is that pasuk? He said to eish umatza kotzim. What's up, brother? Shalem yishalem hamavis ha-be'ira. I have a pasuk. Eish is a mazik bifnei atzma. And if eish is a mazik bifnei atzma, why are these amaron trying to classify it within other paradigms? That's what the Shita is bothered by. And it's a good question. Why do I need to signify, mamon or adam? Eish is eish. And let it stand as its own mazik. And here the Shita is mechadesh something very significant. He says, v'yesh lomar. Feed the pa'amim she'ein ha'esh mazik ki'im haruach shemolichah. Sometimes, what's that? My case of esh, what do? I light a fire, and the fire is just there. What propels the fire? What animates the fire? The wind animates the fire. So, who is really causing the damage? Arguably, the wind. Ribbono Shalom is causing the damage. So in what sense is that attributable to me? If it wasn't for the ruach, it would do nothing. In other words, eish really doesn't fit neatly in the category of mazik. It has this ruach acher, it's animated by a ruach acher, by a koach acher, and that koach acher might indeed create exemption. Why am I chayv whatsoever? And because of the mechudish nature of eish and its problem, it's a problem category. So that's why the Gemara is struggling. Yeah, it has to fit into some kind of paradigm that we exist. We know there's two core paradigms. There's a paradigm of Adam HaMazik, there's a paradigm of Mammon HaMazik, and Eish would seem to fall somewhere in the middle. It doesn't fit neatly, and that's what the Gemara is struggling with. In fact, this ambiguity, I would posit, is in the Pasuk itself. Because when you look at the Pasuk, how does the Pasuk open? Kiseitze Eish. Who's the player over here? The Eish is the player. Meaning, it's got an independent sense of locomotion. It's a koach acher that is propelling the Eish. It goes by itself. Ki teitze Eish umatza kotsi. And it finds a gadish. It finds thorns. Who finds the thorns? The Eish finds the thorns. And somehow, who's chayev? Shalem yishalem hamavir es habeira. And the mavir is the one who's chayev. Well, how do you get from point A to point B? So comes along the Amoraim, and the Amoraim say you need something to bridge the gap. You need something that gets you some for this, from this autonomous Eish. You need something to link, to create that linkage. And the Amoraim are now arguing, well, what is creating that linkage? It doesn't fall neatly into each category, either Adam Mazik or Mammon HaMazik, and that is the kind of introduction to understand what is going on over here. Okay, so that's kind of just a framework to get us started. I think that's really a premise of the entire sugya. Okay, so now I want to just work on a Rashi and a Tosfos. Okay? And there's a lot here, and we're just kind of learning out loud a little bit. Take a look, please, at Rashi, Dibur HaMasel Mishum Memona. So Rashi writes over here. Again, let's do the first couple of Rashis. Rashi writes, Esho HaSholechas HaBe'era Mishum Chitzer of Yochan said Mishum Chitzel Chibu HaKasuv Di'iyu Ka'ovid. You're doing it, and therefore it is as if you're Zorek Chetz. That is what Rashi writes, Mishum, according to Rav Yochan. And then Rashi writes, Mishum Mamono. Maybe not. Maybe it is Mamono, Kishoro, check, Uboro, interesting, Shehiziko. Okay, so it's going to be in the category of Mammon HaMazik. And now Rashi says something very interesting. Ukasalka daitach, di'ika benayu. So what's your nafkamina between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Kikon shehidlik begacheles she'eno shelo. If you're madlik with someone else's gacheles, the Rav Yochanan chayev de chetzehu, ul'Reish Lakish potter, the lav mamono. According to Rashi, what is curious about this Rashi? Rashi right off the bat tells us there's a nafkamina between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. What's the nafkamina? What? If the fire is not yours. If the fire is not yours. If the fire is not yours, according to Rav Yochanan, what's the din? Chayv. According to Reish Lakish, if it's mamono, it has to be? It has to be yours, and if it's not yours, you are potter. That's what Rashi says right off the bat, a nafkamina between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Anything just curious about this Rashi that's worthy of note? Yes? Yes. So Rashi, I'm just pointing this out. I don't know what to do with these three or four letters. Ukasalka daitach. What is the implication of those four letters? What? It's not really true. Meaning, right now, we think that's a nafkamina. But as the sugya progresses, that nafkamina may or may not fall away. Now, I'm just telling you a sneak preview. As the sugya progresses, is the nafkamina going to fall away?
No.
I don't know. You learned Bekiyas, you learned Ketz Arega. I'm not sure it's falling away. I'm not sure it's falling away. But Rashi writes those letters, Kasalka Daita. So he thinks it might be falling away. Something to keep an eye on as we go forward. But right now, Rashi says that's a nafkamina between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Whether it's Kacheles She'eno Shalcha, according to Rav Yochanan, you'll be Chayv. According to Reish Lakish, you'll be Potter. Who else seemingly learns like Rashi on this point?
Rav
on this point, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a little subtle, but look at Rabbeinu Chananel. He goes to the Shach of Itaria, and then go to the Rabbeinu Chananel where he says, Uparich, Uparich, Reish Lakish, Kagunda Adye Aduye. What does Adye Aduye mean? What? To throw. Can you tell me what that means, to throw? You pick it up, and you throw it. That's what Rashi writes. Adye Aduye means Shizarko. Now notice what the Rabbeinu Chananel does over here. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Uparik Reish Lakish. What does Parik mean? Parik, not Parich, Parik. Parik, he answers. He answers, Kegon da'adye aduye. So what does he say? Klomar, lo higbia es ha-charara. You didn't do what to the charara? You didn't pick it up. This dog did not pick it up. Adye aduye usually means, in Shas, what does adye aduye mean? It doesn't mean throw. Adye aduye does not mean throw in Shas. In Shas, it usually means, let's say, if you're holding a chicken, and you're adye aduye, it means you're like the chicken, you're holding onto the chicken, but it's hopping. But you know, you're holding it, but it's like still moving on its own. It's not off the ground. It's not off the ground. You're like moving it along. You're not. Does the Gemara know the words to throw? Does the Gemara know the word to throw?
Rashi does.
Rashi does also, but the Gemara knows the word to throw. The Gemara didn't hear use the word throw. It said this funny lashon of adye aduye. It is nudging it along. It is propelling it along. How? With its nose. It's pushing it along. It is dragging it along. But Rabbeinu Chananel says, lo higbia es hacharara. He didn't pick it up. Ella didui. What does didui mean? Ledadot. I don't know what it means. It means he. What does it mean, Rebbe? Nudging it along. He nudged it along. Why is Rabbeinu Chananel making a fuss over this? I'll tell you why. The ella bederek didui huva ella gadish velo yotsa hagacheles. Because the second the Kelev picks it up and chucks it, then it's no longer Birshus Baal Hagacheles. It's important to Rabbeinu Chananel that the object not have been picked up and thereby leaving Rishus Baal Hagacheles, because apparently once it leaves the Rishus of the Baal Hagacheles, then what? Then who can't be chayiv? Then the Baal HaGacheles can no longer be chayiv because it's no longer mamono. Therefore, mishan nezek sholem shezedarko lachta v'lecho. That's shame. V'amokam HaGacheles mishan chatzi nezek dem shemaisa osa biadayim. He did something. Aba mishunu, but it's mishuna. And therefore, b'chatzani z'chatzin ezek rabban. Val shargosh padur shein mamon she'eno. Look at that. Again, val shar ha'gadish. Why is he putter? Says Rabbeinu Chananel, she'eno mamon bal ha'kelet. Because it does not belong to the kelet, to the bal ha'kelet. She'e lo okar v'hiniach. Because he didn't pick it up and then put it down. Ubala gacheles nami loch mechayev the okimnu lekamon b'shimek alkolos v'akelav chotav otzia. So again, Rabbeinu Chananel is emphasizing what fundamental point? Bailus. In other words, according to Reish Lakish, paskes esho mishum mamono. What is the prerequisite? What does mamono mean? It means bailus. So on this category, Reish Lakish, Mamon HaMazik, you need bona fide ownership. That seems to be the position of Rabbeinu Chananel, and at least at the stage of Kasalka Daitach, that is the position of Rashi as well. Who is a staunch opponent of this position? So that's Tosis. So if you look at Tosis again, Esha Mishum Mamono. So Tosis writes, Klomar, Chiyuv Memono Yespo. Yechayev Memono. No, I just want to just highlight another point. What does this mean? Esho, what's the lesson of Gemara? Esho Mishum Memono. Esho Mishum Memono. That why is Esh Chayav? Because of Mamona. Does that mean it's actually Mamono? Or does it mean in the same sense that you're Chayav for Mamona Mazik, you're also Chayav for Esh? What does Rashi seem to say? Esho Mishum Amono means it has to be your bilus, correct. Tosis is going to say Esho Mishum Amono. It's similar to Mamon, and just like you're chayav for Mamon, you're going to be chayav for Esh. But it doesn't require a tautological equivalence that Esh be Mamon. Tautological. Says Tysus. Eish mishum amona, klomar. Chiv amona yeshbo. Veloshia eish shalo. It doesn't have to be what? His eish. Da'afilu hidlik pe'eish shal acher chayiv. And then he brings three rayas. Pretty good rayas. That even if you light a fire with someone else's eish and it's not yours, you are chayiv. What are the three rayos? Number one, in Perek HaKones, Bekofev, Chamaso Shel Chavero Bifnei Adleka. So someone else lights a fire. Whose fire is it? Not yours. And you bend someone else's Kama into that fire. Who's Chai for that? You are Chai for that. Are you the Bala Esh? No, you're not the Bala Esh. Umati Baruch Mitsuya. That's number one. Number two, Gabe Gates. Shiyotza mitachas hapatish. What is this case? You're hammering, sparks fly out. Do you have any interest in those sparks? None whatsoever. None whatsoever. And nevertheless, if damage happens, what's the din? You are chayiv. Afalgav, the mistama, mafkirle. They're not your sparks. You don't care about those sparks. You mafkir the sparks. You are chayiv. Finally, a svara. You'll never have someone who's chayav for Esh. Because the second I'm going to light a fire, and what am I going to do? I'm going to mafke the fire. And if you require a real ownership in Dinei Mamonos, and now I'm going to mafke the fire, Ein lecha adam shiyas yischayav bedleka shiyafke hagav kolim v'yad legadish shachavero. Below kipirei shakunches the perish ika benayu the adlik begachela sheina shalom. So Tosis has pretty compelling arguments that what? That you're not going to be chayev. You're going to be chayev even though it's not your mama. Now, for those of you who remember, most of you did. Is this Tosis l'shitase throughout the entire masechet? Does this remind you of any other Tysus? Nelson Fried? Okay, that's not bad. That's a good one. That's what? Bor? That's a good one. The most obvious one, what? Look at Gimel Amud Beis. Look at Tosis Gimel Amud Beis. Again, this is where we had that discussion. The Torah says one of the Hagdoros of the Arba Avos Nezikin, the Gemara tells us, is Mamoncha. It has to be your mamon. What does Tosis there say? Gimel Amud Beis. Lav davka. Gabe bor, the lav mamonu. And then he says, v'chein gabe eish. Dipshita. Dim hidlik gedisho shal chavero be'eish shal acher. Dechayv. You're certainly going to be chayv, even though it's not your mamon. So this Tosis is definitely l'shitase. It doesn't have to be your mom. If I were to ask you, who's right? Tysus or Rashi, who would seem to have the more compelling position? Tosis has a compelling position. Why? Because he's got three clear rayas. Three clear rayas. Kofet chamas shechavero, that you're chayv even if it's not your eish. Gates, sheyotzei mitachas hapatish. And then he says, oh, ein lecha adam sheyischayev bedleka.
Why does the Gemara use that lashon?
What? I love you, Noah Beckhoff. Noah Beckhoff, you're godless. You are very straight. You're a straight shooter. He's a straight shooter. He's bothered. He's bothered. But that's my point. That is my point. Let me ask a question. There's a famous chakira, which you're all aware of. What happens if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei? You're in the middle of Stan Shemona Esrei and the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha. What do you do? You stop. And what do you do while you're stopping? You listen. That's the sheet of Rashi. Stop and listen. And by stopping and listening, are you Yotze Kedusha? You Yotze Kedusha. Shomea ke ke'one. Tosa says, part of the Noah Beckhoff school of learning, Tos says, you can't stop and listen. Because if you stop and listen, that's a hefsek in Shmoneh Esrei. Why is it a hefsek in Shmoneh Esrei? Because you're not allowed to say Kedusha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. How does Tos understand Shomea Ka'ona? It's literal. You're Omer. It's as if you're Omer. You can't Omer in the middle of Kedusha. I know, it says Mishum.
Exactly.
I know, and Mishum is like a kid. It's 100%. It's 100% like a kid. And clearly, Tosis is learning. Mishum is not, right, it's not Eish is Mamon, it's Mishum Mamono. It's in the same rubric of Mamono. The same reason you're chai for Mamono. Rabosa, did Tosis know? Tos has three rayas. What does Rashi say? What's Rashi's response to these kashas? What's Rashi's response to these kashas? Yeah! What's the problem? I can't hear you. Ask yourself, why is Mamon, why am I chayav for Mamon HaMasek? Point to Tosis, why am I chayav for Mamon HaMasek in general? Why am I chayav for sure? I'm chayav for sure because this sure is my responsibility. I don't have to be the owner of this sure. It's my responsibility. This boar is my responsibility. This ish is my responsibility. Why is it my responsibility? Because I produced it. I created it. I did something to it to bring it into being. That makes it my responsibility. That creates a chiv shmir. That's Tosis' worldview. It doesn't have to be my property. It is my responsibility. That creates a chiv shmir. That's how Tosis understands the entire Masechet and Eish now is falling in line with Tosis' broader vision. Now he brings a raya from Patish, Gates, Ayotz Mitacha, Sapatish, etc. Let me just make a, I want to make a, what I think is a interesting point. Where, did I gave you something on the mic. Can we look at the Rambam? So look at the Rambam, Perek Vav of Hilchos Chovel Mazik, Halacha Yud Aleph. Have I ever spoken to you? I'm sure I have. One of the most important things in learning Rambams is Rambam Maimonidean geography. Maimonidean geography. Look at the Rambam 6:11. 6:11. In Chovel Mazik. Chovel Umazik, Lotesh, What's a lotesh? A blacksmith. Shahoya make bepatish. So he's hammering. V'yotza gates mitachas hapatish, and a flame sparks out from the hammer. V'hizik, and does damage. Hare zechai. Yechai for that. Says the Rambam something incredible. Kemi shizarak chetz o zarak evan. Similar to someone who did what?
Shot an arrow.
Shot an arrow, shot a, threw a evan. The Rambam seems to pass like who? Like who? Like Rav Yochan. He's passing like Rav Yochan. But notice, where did he put these halacha? Chovelamaz. Go to the Rambam Nizke Mamo, Perig Yudalit. Where does the Rambam put Hilchos Eish? Hilchos Eish, according to the Rambam, is put in Perig Yudalit of Nizke Mamo. For example, Hamadlik Betoch Sadech Havero, the Avra Vihitlika, Chayv L'Sham Nezek Sham Shneimar Kiseitze Eish Shalem Yishalem Hamavis Habeira, VaBeira Meavos Nizikin. And this perek he discusses all of the halachos of Eish. Why does the Rambam split off? He puts the halacha of gates in Hilchos Chovel Mazik, and he puts Hilchos Eish in Perek Yudalet of Nizkei Mamo. He paskins like Rav Yochan. The psak halacha is Eisho Mishum Chitzya, 100%. So why is he putting gates over there, Chovel Mazik, and Eish over here? Why is Gates not over there? Why is Gates not over here in Hilchos Eish? Yeah.
Maybe because you think Eish is really a mamon and Gates you should have had Shmira. So since you should have done a Shmira, you should have like, category about Mamon. It's on the other position.
Yeah, sort of, maybe not quite. Yeah!
Gates is your spark, so it's your action that you're doing, so like you're the closest nexus to that, yeah, that action, to that spark, that damage. So when you did the, when you dropped the hammer, it's your action that caused it, so it's under Fogomazic. Like you did it, like you, it's your damage.
See, here, I would say like this. I'm going to say like this. And I think this is what Rebbe said. When I shoot an arrow, what's going on? What's going on? What do you call that? Shooting an arrow. Throwing the baseball. When I throw a baseball, what is that? Would you say I'm chayev mishum adam amazik? I'm not chayev mishum adam amazik. What is that? That's adam hamazik. That's adam hamazik. You know how the Rambam understands gates? It's not chayv mishum adam hamazik. It is adam hamazik. That's throwing a ball. That's throwing a ball. That's adam hamazik mamash. However, when it comes to eish, how, what happens? I light a fire. Good. And then what happens? The eish spreads. How does the Rambam paskin? He paskins like Rav Yochan. But Yechayev Eish Mishum Adam Hamazik. These are two separate categories. These are two separate dinim. Rashi might very well agree. He does agree. He agrees. He agrees. Hakofev Komaso Shel Chavero if you are makir patish, and this really, if you look at the Shita Mikubetzet, in Dibra Masel Vigil Yonos, I think he says it's Mefurish. I'll read it to you, and then we'll stop. But try and put this all together. There's a difference between when you know, Esh could become other Mazik Mamish, or it could be Esh that is Chayev Mishum Adam Amazik. And those are two separate categories. Those are two separate halachos. Says the Rambam, Dibra Masel, says the Shita. Ubigil Yonos Kosr. Esh Mishum Amono. Piresh Rashi, Sagadari, Igor Benayo, Konshehidik Achash Lacher. Vikoshe. Because Tosi has all the kashas on Rashi, Kofi Komoso, etc. Says the Gil Yonos. Nire She'eno Kosher. The kofev chomoso shel chavero, who ose hahezek? Hilkoch, ein chiluk, bein shiyas shelo, bein shiyas shel acher. If you're doing the hezek, if I take someone else's gacheles and I fire it up here, I'm not chay b'toras eish, I'm chay b'toras. I did it, I'm doing it. About gacheles. Shumamono, sheose hahezek, diyeshlo lishmor memono shelo yazik, tsarich shiye shelo. If you're talking about a gacheles, and then it's going to spread, it's going to go on its own. I'm not sending it. So then already it must be according to Rav Yoch, at least mamonamazik. So in other words, when you are doing the hezek, now again, my analogy to the Rambam is not perfect. I'm just saying, but there was an analogy. I want to be clear. Because the Rambam is saying this in Rav Yochan. The chiluk that Rambam passes like Rav Yochan. Within Rav Yochan, the Rambam has a chiluk between Adam Amazik, Mamish, and Esho Mishum Chitza. But within Reish Lakish, the same split for Rashi. Rashi concedes that if you make it yourself, if you do the Mazik yourself, it's Esh. But it's Esho. Does it have to be yours?
No.
It doesn't have to be yours. And you're Chayev, even if it's not yours. If you are not If it's just happening, it's your responsibility. So then, even Rashi, sorry, I said it the wrong way. If you're creating it, then it doesn't have to be yours. Yeah, that's it, right. If you're creating, it doesn't have to be yours. If it's your responsibility, then and you're not the creator of it, then it must be yours to be chayav. One more time. If you're creating it, if it's gufo, you're creating it, then it doesn't have to be yours. If you take someone else's gachela, someone else's fire, and you bring it here, you're hammering the partition. It's not your ace, but you created it. You created that spark, you are chayav. However, if it's not something you're creating, it's something that's going on its own, etc., then indeed there's a requirement, according to Reish Lakish, of mamon. Again, the Rambam is saying yes. Correct, but you're doing the mazik. Correct.
That's not age.
That's correct. That's other mazik. Exactly. Okay, Rabosai, we will stop here, and we will continue tomorrow. Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question?